The financial panic may be over, but the Hollywood studio panic continues. Both Disney and Universal Pictures have fired their studio chiefs in recent days. Entertainment reporter Kim Masters has been watching the painful transformation of the TV and movie business, and she joins us once again. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Steve.
What's the latest step in this transformation?
There were firings at two of the major studios. Disney fired its old-style, old-school studio chief and replaced him with a guy who had been credited with bringing the Disney cable channel into success. And at Universal, we have a studio that is possibly going to be undergoing a change of ownership. NBC Universal, its parent, is in talks with Comcast, and there's anxiety about whether Universal even survives, and they're looking to try a new team.
Do the new guys know anything more than the old guys did?
Well, it's interesting. In one case, Universal, the new guys are the old guard. And I think it's largely because Universal is for sale and they're not going to bring on any new bodies until that gets resolved. In the case of Disney, they went with the TV executive who's not a movie guy. And the idea is brands, brands, brands. Sell it across a platform. Look at High School Musical. Sell it as a concert. Sell it as a stage thing. Sell it as a t-shirt. You know, that's the idea that they're pursuing at Disney.
Meaning that you won't make enough money off of the theater box office, which has been true for years, but you're not even going to make enough money off the DVD sales and the worldwide distribution. You've got to find even more sources for revenue.
And why leave any money on the table if it's there to be? If that lemon can be squeezed, by God, then squeeze it.
I want to figure this out. This isn't just a movie industry that's worried about a recession and some declining revenues. They're wondering if their whole business model makes any sense anymore.
They are really wondering that, and they fear that it does not. And the reason is that DVD sales, as we've previously discussed, have dropped sharply. You know, there's Redbox, which is renting movies for DVDs for a dollar. This is a great threat. The studios don't know what to do. Some want to cooperate with Redbox. Some want to fight. There's video on demand. Well, you have the ability, if you pay, to see it the day it's coming out in theaters, or will that be another way for the studios to destroy themselves? Of course, the fear here is that they will turn into the music industry and be ripped to shreds by new technologies, and they are flailing to find a way to avoid that.
Try to make sure they're making money, and I suppose one way to do that is containing costs, Kim Masters, which raises another question. There's a movie that's coming out, a very, very low-budget horror movie called Paranormal Activity, and when I say low budget, $15,000, which I bet couldn't normally pay for a trailer on a movie set.
Yes, this
What's going on here?
Yeah, it was made by a guy who video game designer in his house over a course of a couple of years with no name actors at all. It's supposedly terrifying. I can tell you I'm much too scared to see it. And Paramount, which had, you know, because of these problems we've been discussing, had two movies left on its schedule for the entire rest of the year. They looked around in the cupboard and they found this little, it's not even tiny, it's like microscopic movie, and it is causing this kind of Blair Witch Project-like fervor out there. And it really shows that the studios may be all about big franchise movies like Transformers or, you know, comic book heroes these days, but then along comes this tiny little thing that could be a phenomenon, and ultimately, you know, there's something old-fashioned about entertainment, that a story still captures the imagination.
Kim Masters hosts member station KCRW's show The Business. Kim, thanks.
Thank you.